Hello.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, this is Richard. I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. She's on the other line with me. Her name
Okay.
is Julie Hurton, and her phone number is 310-972-8344.
It was
Can I connect?
972-83
4-4.
4-4. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm just going to connect you with her.
All
Okay.
right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Hi. So my name's Jessica. The call is being recorded. Would you like to see if you meet
Okay.
the criteria for the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, right?
No.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use the hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes.
You have. Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear. What kind of cancer was it?
It was stage one ovarian cancer, clear cell.
Clear cell. Clear cell carcinoma?
Yes, clear cell type.
Okay. Again, I'm sorry to hear. What year were you diagnosed?
On 2024 in April.
April 2024. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you know your diagnosing doctor, their name?
Yes, Anya Rose.
It's Anya Bird.
No, Rose, Rose.
Okay. At what hospital?
Huntington Hospital.
Okay, in what city?
Pasadena.
Pasadena. Okay. And she's on Huntington Drive.
100 West California Boulevard.
Okay, one second. Okay, and do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No, I live in Carson.
Okay. And let's see, how many times per year did you use the hair relaxer?
I used it probably about maybe 6, 7 times a year.
Okay. So you were basically using it monthly then. And did you use it 4 times in a single year prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah, I used it all the way up until 2024.
Okay, did you use it 4 times within a year?
Yes.
More than four. Thank you. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. Okay. And do you know of anyone else who is also diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxers, like loved ones, family?
No.
No. Okay. And then what state did you use hair relaxer in?
California.
Okay. And do you know what year estimately you first started using it?
I'm gonna say like in 2014.
2014. Okay. And then you said you stopped this year?
Yeah.
Okay. So roughly about 10 years total then.
Yeah.
Okay. And were you using it at home or in a salon or both?
I use it at home.
Okay. And do you remember which brand you used?
It was the L'Oreal.
L'Oreal. Okay. And then did you, or did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using it regularly for at least 1 year?
I didn't get diagnosed until this year.
Okay, so then yes, you were using it for more than 2 years here then.
Yeah.
Okay. And then next year, the medical treatment. What type of treatment did you receive?
So I did the chemo. First, I did the chemotherapy. I did about 6 cycles for 6 months. Then I got a partial hysterectomy on my right ovary.
Okay.
And then they gave me morphine for pain.
Okay. What year, or was this 2024 then that you had this?
In April, they started all this.
April, okay.
Yeah,
And
April
then
25th.
were you 25th? Did you have treatments with Dr. Rose as
Yes.
well? Okay. And next year, the injured party information. You said it was ovarian cancer, the clear cell carcinoma.
Yes.
The main injury. Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And then Julie is at JULIE.
Yes.
Okay, and then can you spell your last name for me?
HORTON.
T-O-N. Okay, perfect. And what is your date of birth?
9/3/1968.
9/3/1968. Okay, and your social for the medical record release forms.
557-174432.
And again, that's 557-174432.
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your email address?
Julie Horton 99 at iCloud.com.
JulieHorton99 at iCloud. Dot com.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I believe you said your cell phone was 310-972-8344.
Yes.
Okay, and that was cell phone, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. And then what is your mailing address?
23621 Frigate Avenue, Frigate, Carson, California, 90745.
And it was 236 21 Fridgegate Avenue, Carson, California 90745.
Yeah, Frigate,
Okay.
Frigate, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then there would be a medical record to show your cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor.
Yes.
Okay. And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Okay, I can do, hold on, I can do Brittany.
Okay. Do they live with you?
No.
Okay. And then
Do they
it's
need, you want them?
no, it's just a they just want to know if they do or not. You said it was Brittany. And then relationship?
She's my friend.
Friend. Okay. And her last name, sorry about that.
Stupar.
Super. And then her phone number.
Is 818-231-7461.
7461. Okay. And then let me just make sure nothing else is needed. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep them up and send them over to you. I'll be right back, okay?